So we need to rebuild the position of Nari, retooling Nari, so that it plays a key and pivotal driver of the outcomes of the economic sector entailed or targets of the MTD before and the National Agriculture Sector Plan. Nari has to sharpen, bring innovation, bring the technology that is needed for private sector investments, for investments to come in the informal and both formal sector. We need to get Papua New Guinea participating in business using Nari technologies. Rice seeds, the seeds that we develop, sweet potato, the potato itself, sago in the space, the comparative advantage that we have in the genetic material.
NUPLA Director General of National Agriculture Research Institute, Dr. Nelson Simbiken, he like restoring the strong in Nari and making me come up more modern long walk long end. Me carol more stop somebody long hard more long 1 mm plan now long. Dr. Simbiken long carry Nari forward also NUPLA Director General long organization. Long last week Fonde Nari witness him handover takeover blong NUPLA na Olpla Director General Blongol. Former Acting Director General Wari Orepa Ilusim Woki Golong Hanblong NUPLA Director General Dr. Nelson Simbiken. This pla handover takeover I come up long Nari Highlands Regional Center long Ayura inside long Eastern Highlands Province. NBC Moroba I been one pla long triple media organization inside long Lay City where I been go on top to NUPLA Director General Dr. Nelson Simbiken talk out long sample big pla look long and emi like make him long come up him strong walk long Nari inside long country. Modernizing agriculture research through long walk long walk long one time all partners and one pla big pla look long in.
It's quite unfortunate to see Nari being taken away from the agriculture sector where it was originally formulated to be. And a policy it was supposed to be with the agriculture sector. But it was taken away from the sector and given to the higher education. And that's where we in the sector realized that we can't achieve the outcomes, most of it in the medium-term development plan 1, 2, 3, because we don't have a research a direction. So the research tool to deliver on the commercial outcomes, the deliver on the outcomes that we would expect. So Nari actually lost his flair and position. The sector itself, because of the decline in research, the government had very limited support to Nari and the research in the agricultural commodity boards. All around the country where in the cocoa industry, in the coffee industry, the research was starting to decline as early as 2000. And it's come to a stage where we see most of the information generated in those research commodity boards, and including Nari, seems to get lost. So we need to rebuild the position of Nari, retooling Nari, so that it plays a key and pivotal driver of the outcomes of the economic sector entailed or targets of the MTD before and the National Agriculture Sector Plan. Nari has to sharpen, bring innovation, bring the technology that is needed for private sector investments, for investments to come in the informal and both formal sector. We need to get Papua New Guinea participating in business using Nari technologies. The seeds that we develop, sweet potato, the potato itself, sago in the space, the comparative advantage that we have with the genetic material we have. So, given this as a background, taking Nari forward for me as the new Director General is to see productive participation in research. Productive participation is not only Nari doing everything. Nari will have to partner with the provinces, partner with both government, NGOs, partner with the private sector to see the research needs for commercial outcomes. I would like to see that as we entail into commercial outcomes, food security, food safety, is guaranteed in most of our research along the value chain and the economic outcomes that we want to achieve. So that is the space I'm looking forward as a new Director General. So we have a qualified and proper network with government bodies, government institutes, as well as the private sector. So that productive participation in research. NARI can't do everything. It doesn't have all the resources available. We see allocations of funding being distributed right across the sector that have one way or another part in the agriculture sector. So they have resources. We need to look at partnership where they can support research, they can support agricultural research, development as well, into commercial space where they're saying they've got land, they've got the people on the ground, they've got funding that they have there. What NARI will do is to come with the expertise to support them deliver the outcome that they wanted in the institute, in the private sector. And that's a space I'd like to drive to modernize research, to ensure that our scientists are connected to other research entities around the world, that we're not left behind in knowledge, but as the knowledge is advancing on par with the advancing knowledge on developments. They use this to, data is needed. Data is needed to come up with a better policies. And we want to say NARI plays that role in collation, collecting, preservation of data, genetic materials, so that we use it in real time also for policy development in our country. Another thing that I want to develop is to ensure that NARI plays a critical role in the employment of agriculture professionals in our country. That is why NARI will be building, will be bringing expertise to work with NARI. And this expertise, not only local expertise, but international expertise to work with us, remunerate them so that they can pass on the knowledge that they have to the cadet scheme that we want to come up with. Government has asked us to be the developer, upskilling of human talents, of cadets, of agricultural professionals in the country. And that's been that any graduate coming out from university with a basic degree will pass through NARI. It can be in the area of biology, agriculture, food technology, forestry, engineering, in civil engineering, in mechanical engineering, in electronic engineering. We'd like to bring them all into NARI through the cadet scheme so that we build capacity, human talents for Papua New Guineans who can use that technology, use that cadets. And the minimum maximum is only 3 years. If they, after finish, we are upskilling Papua New Guineans. They can go into industries. They can go into provinces. Then we make sure that we register them as professionals out there that has passed through NARI, that we can network for future building of the skill levels and employment in the country. So that's the area we'd like to take NARI to modernize its research and engagement in building human capital for agriculture development in the country. That's the future I have for NARI.
So, Doctor, when you're talking about the cadet scheme, when are we expecting to see that?
We are expecting to see the first lot of cadets coming in 2025. In 2024, several things are going to happen for NARI, and that is to fix the NARI, put the NARI house in order in 2024. NARI has not been given the budgetary support that it's supposed to get for the last 26 years. As the moment it deviated and moved away from the agriculture sector into the Department of Higher Education, research and science and technology, it was not given the support it was supposed to be given. Now that it was come under NARI, under the agriculture sector, would like to see where it is placed properly by, first of all, reviewing the NARI Act. aligning it to the outcomes that we expect in the medium-term development for and the National Agriculture Sector Plan, to ensure that the research and innovations is undertaken to deliver on the commercial outcomes and on the outcomes and targets that is in the MPDB 4 and MPDB, National Agriculture Sector Plan. Acts reviewed, the staff structure of NARI is done so that we can have expertise to come in. We build those basic structure, so we call it re-engineering. Rebranding of NARI will take place in 2024. That is why our budget for 2024 is recreating, re-engineering, rebranding NARI, that it is positioned to deliver the National Agriculture mm-hmm. Sector Plan and Medium-Term Development Plan mm-hmm. For the country. And that's where the carrot scheme will come in play. So we fix the house in 2024, and 2025, we're still rolling out the carrot ship.
Despite Lukluk Blong Nupla NARI Director General Ibai Nidim, government support long something of same 35 million kinalong one year. Now yet, budget support long and come long government and an init long 11 million kina or getayena displa ino inhab. Dr. Simbike nikan believe long displa government long maraperoso long look seven long walk long NARI na strong him.
To run NARI, it needs 35 million kina per year on an annual basis. Because of the technology that needs to go into NARI to use those technology to develop the outcome that is of commercial value to the country, we need 35 million kina. That's the actual budget of NARI every year. But NARI has not been given that budget. NARI has been given less than 11 million kina per year, and that is not enough. So what NARI has done is try to live within its means. So it has actually gone down to setting up a commercial, internal revenue, generating activities. And they've taken away the scope of NARI. That's where they were not able to do research properly. Because the funding that they get, 70% of the 11 million kina they get every year, goes to the personal emoluments. Try to keep the scientists. But there's a huge brain drain. You can't keep those qualified scientists to be with NARI. So they have been going out. And at this point in time, we have only 7 qualified scientists in NARI. That's not enough. We need about 30 scientists to be with NARI. So the 11 million kina, we can't get 30 scientists. We can get 30 scientists if we have 35 million kina to support. That's where we need to beef capacity for NARI. But now with the increased funding, we'll now be concentrating more on the research outcomes that our commodity boards and others across the sector would want to achieve, so that we create commercial activities. We create making sure there's downstream processing, value-added, taking place across the country. We can become the football of the country if research takes the front seat.
Dr. Simbiken, in a listening thing, long acknowledging former Acting Director General Warea Orepa.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the NARI Council for taking a quite a protracted journey to get the appointment of the Director General done. I'd like to also commend the Acting Director General, Mr. Warea Orepa, to have maintained the fort, create stability. One of the important job he did was to appoint a council, and he has done that extremely well, and I commend him and acknowledge his contribution to NARI. He is also a scientist, researcher, like myself. He was one of my colleagues. We started off in Bubia together back in 1995 and onwards, but I'd like to kind of acknowledge him. Seriously, so that NARI builds on from the strengths every person contributes as leaders from institutions.
NARI Council Chairman Nimo Kama, I praise him too. Good work, Mr. Orepa, I be make him long time long end.
Thank you. Let me come in to add on to what Director General mentioned. First of all, the council is very happy that the government has made a decision on the new director general. We're happy with the selection of Dr. Simbiken, who's got a scientific background. He's a research scientist who has progressed all the way up to the policy level, and he's been involved in the development of the agriculture sector plans, and his engagement at the policy level. So he brings to us this experience of scientific background, agricultural policy, and statutory experience, engagement and experience. So we're very happy that he's accepted the offer and the appointment, and we're keen to see him take his position and lead the organization. In saying that, we'd like to also, I would like to join him to thank Warre Orapa, who's coming at a challenging time to stabilize the organization. You know, for a while, the institute didn't have a council. So when he came on board, he was able to pull together Papua New Guineans. Well, the government made the appointment. He facilitated that and got the council in place. We'd like to thank him for that. And a few other things, the SRF, Strategic Results Framework, under his leadership, came together, and we have that. That's SRF 2022 to 2031. So we're excited about that. This incorporates the visions, aspirations, and the sectional plans for livestock, for horticulture, other sectors, administration. So all that is captured in there, a bit of restructure, and we're happy that the new Director General quickly came in, picked up, and he sees where the gaps are. He wants to strengthen that reclassification of some of the roles that are there. And with the council's concern about happiness of our research scientists, so we can retain experience and senior scientists within the institute. You know, there's a departure for greener pastures, and there's natural attrition, where our scientists have aged and they are retiring. So with his quick intervention, with the bringing in of the relevant departments to reclassify and strengthen the do the structural adjustments in order to accommodate salary and remuneration package increases to retain skilled scientists. So that's what he's doing. We're excited about what he's doing right now. And in terms of his aspirations, like I said, he's a research scientist. He knows what he's saying. He sees the gaps, and he's been up there. I like this analogy that you know, he's been here. There's this analogy that I think the Americans use about being on the dance floor. When you are on the dance floor and when you are dancing, okay, but you don't see who the other dancers are, what they're doing, their dancing styles, but you drown in the music. In order to understand how people are moving, interacting, relating to who's dancing with who, you need to get up to the balcony. So you get up to the balcony, you see the orientation, where people are, who's dancing with who, what are they saying, the gestures. Yes. So for him, he was on the dance floor, so to speak. He was in the field, research field. And then he went up to the balcony. He went up to Waigani, and he was able to see from Waigani, get a perspective of the research sector. He understood who's where, what section, livestock, other commodity research, coffee research, and even NARI, where they are, what are they doing? And I'm really sure that he was involved in drawing NARI back with the policy engagement out there from higher education. He was able to, in his capacity as acting secretary, he was able to draw us back to the department. So he was able to see that. So he understood the configurations where things are, and we're happy. We're excited to work with him. Our council is a pool of experienced Papua New Guineans from the academia in the agricultural research sector. We have practitioners, agricultural practitioners who are farmers, including myself, and who understand the challenges that our rural people have, small scale holders, and also there's this excitement for a shift, as he has mentioned, from just research into commercial agriculture, and just expanding on the agricultural enterprise by not just focusing on small growers, farming communities, but also expanding commercial practice of agriculture, so that those researches are actually implemented on a larger scale, and that will bring in the forex, as he says, and the internal revenue for the country. So we just don't want to be the brains of the agricultural sector. We want to also be able to facilitate the internal revenue generation. And so we want to do that. We want to add value to the economy.
Nam taso long lukotim ground program, bungi mi kero lumo one time mo long program, long weekend tap. Pai mi hari mo story long despla wako bal blumi ko long ayura one time mo line nari. Long witnessing display handover takeover ceremony long NUPLA Director General Dr. Nelson Simbiken. Nam taso goodbye.